We've got a very busy weekend of racing coming up. The Winter Stakes on at Rose Hill, and it's a pretty handy field too. Don't worry about that. It's been interesting this time of year when often we've had horses that we would class as winter horses only. But I tell you what, there's been a few babies come through who you look at and think, I reckon you really have got a future. And we've probably been pleasantly surprised by the quality of horses racing this time of year. And one lady has got some terrific chances tomorrow. I think, I wonder whether this is one of her busiest days on a Saturday for a while, is Kim Waugh. Morning, Kim.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
Good. You're going to have to go and get hire a few staff at the CES tomorrow. You've got a busy day, haven't you?
A very busy day, yes.
I reckon this would be one of your busiest for a while in town.
Yeah, not very often we have five runners in town. You know, we only have a small team of 24, so that's very rare for us.
Now, you've got lovely chances. This horse in the second, Hetty Heights, has been one of those who's always promised a hell of a lot.
Yeah, she's shown so much potential, and she's had a few little issues. She gets heat stressed very badly and quite easily. So that's what happened with her last preparation. And she just kept striking either humidity or just hot days. Mm. And doesn't have to be that hot either. So it knocked her around, and we had to tip her out and thought we'll bring her back in the cooler weather, which is much better for her.
I noticed in reports, I think up she ran at Rose Hill there end of December, it said she was injured in transit, again at Randwick's post-race issue. Is the heat something that, is it physically it affects her, or is it respiratory that affects her, where she can't breathe?
Yeah, they really get very stressed, and they get overheated. It's quite dangerous for them. So you've got to put the ice on them and really try and cool them down. They lose coordination. It's pretty awful to watch, actually. Mm. So that's why we said, let's stop and come back when it's nice and cool for her.
And, Kim, I imagine the frustrating thing is there's very little you could do prior to a race for this.
There's nothing you can do because she's very relaxed, and it doesn't, she doesn't get all fizzed up herself. But basically, you just don't run on your hot days. And, you know, it's hard to predict because sometimes it didn't feel that hot, you know, but she still was getting affected by that.
Have you struck many others like this?
I have had the odd horse, but she's the worst by far, definitely.
Mm. Mm. Now, she had a run the other day at Rose Hill, and the gate didn't really help her there.
No, she ended up a little bit further back. Timmy said if she'd drawn a gate, she could have definitely been a hair closer, which would have helped for sure, but she ended up back last and worked home really well over the 1200, so I think the 1350 tomorrow should be really nice for her.
All right, we go to race 6, Forget is resuming. Its last couple of preps first up, it hasn't been that good, but it does have first up form.
Yes, he definitely does have first up form. He's only had the one trial though, and he's had a long break, but look, I'm so happy with the way he's going. I still think he'll run a great race tomorrow.
Any reason for the long break?
Yeah, he just injured his fetlock and his last run. So we thought, well, he's getting a bit older, and we'll try and give him that nice long spell and get him right. And touch wood, everything's really good at the moment.
Do you think he may need another run, or was he ready to do something tomorrow?
He'll run a great race tomorrow. He'll definitely improve. Whatever he does tomorrow, he'll prove on the run. But I still think he's an each-way chance for sure.
All right. We go to the Winter Stakes, and you've struck in this in the past with Oxford Poet.
Yeah, Poet's out to hold his title, and he's second up tomorrow, and Corey's riding him, and I think Corey will really suit Poet. He'll go forward, and I think, you know, he's going to be very competitive. I think it's a really nice race for him. And he drops about 6 kilos from last run.
And you look at his historical form, second up he does go well.
Yes. Yes, he does. And he's had the two trials and the one run. And, you know, going into the 1400 tomorrow, I think it'll be just lovely for him.
He had that short prep, the last preparation in January, only the two runs and then tipped out. Any reason there?
He got a really bad foot abscess.
Uh-huh.
He was very lame, and so we had to bring him home. It took a long time to get him right, so that was the reason behind that. Except why he only had those couple of runs.
Kim, for punters listening at the moment, when a horse gets an abscess in their foot, how deep seated can it be?
Oh, it can be, you know, it can be very deep and very big in the hoof, and really it can be very, you know, costly with time. You know, we've had horses that, you know, keep busting out for weeks, and then it takes a long time for that to heal, because it ends up with a big pocket in their hoof, you know, that needs to grow out.
So is it similar, say, you know, for explaining to people, what is it similar like having like a big cyst up inside the hoof?
Yeah, it's very similar, you know, and it can get, they've just become so lame with it and uncomfortable, and it can be like that for a long, long time, some horses, when it becomes as bad as what his one was.
Now, you've got Shiraz in as well, and the male is, could be ridden a little quieter?
Yeah, we would like to ride him quieter definitely tomorrow. See, the thing is with him, he jumps so well and puts himself there, but I think you have to, you know, say, no, you're not going there, you're coming back a couple of lengths, you know. So that's what we'd like to do with him tomorrow, and just ride him really quiet. That's always been his best runs, not doing any work early. And then that way he uses that great turn of foot he's got to finish off.
It always makes it awkward when a horse wants to contradict what should be their natural racing pattern, doesn't it? When they jump right. And say, I'll just pop up here on the first three or four, and you go, no,
yeah.
That's not the plan.
That's right. And because he does it naturally, you know, some of the jockeys just think, geez, he's here, he's doing that, but that's not his perfect way to ride him, you know?
Yeah, so you've almost got to say, no, we're going to ride you wrong to ride you right.
That's exactly right, yeah. Yep. You know you want to be up there, but you're not going to be.
It's like a naughty child. Just do what you're told.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, King Viv, this has been a terrific horse in the last year, and you'd be under no pressure from the owners here at all, would you?
No, well, King Viv, he's a lovely horse that I'm really looking forward to get up over ground, and we've had a couple of setbacks, and it just hasn't really been happening. But tomorrow, you know, it's a lovely distance for him, and it's his first time, and you know, I think he's got a lot of potential, and you know, whatever he does tomorrow in the 2000, I still think he's got quite a bit of improvement in him, but I'd just love to see him go out and do everything right and be finishing the race off really well, and I'll be happy with that.
Interesting, on pedigree you'd probably look and think 2000 could be a little bit too far for him. Falkirk often threw some good sprinters.
That's true, but he's out of a staying mare, so which is, you know, a good staying family. So I think that he's thrown more to that than the speed.
Well, you've got some terrific chances. Is it difficult to find a top pick tomorrow at Rosehill?
Yeah, well, I think the two in the Winner Stakes, Oxford Poet and Shiraz, are both good chances in that. And I think Hetty Heights is a very good chance. And the other two are rough each way chances, for sure.
Right. And we're not going to let you sneak away without race 8 today, Ultimate Fancy. This has got to have a real live chance at Scone, hasn't it?
Yeah, she's been racing so well. Last start, the track was a 5, but it was definitely worse than that, and she doesn't like too heavy or too sort of choppy, and she wasn't happy in it, and she just overraced. She had a different jockey on, and he wasn't quite used to her. And they went very slow. So nothing went her way, but she's done very well since. I still think she's got a great chance today.
Just looking at your current list of horses in the stable, you must be pretty busy. You've got stacks of them.
Yeah, I've got quite a few, because we pre-train at home on the treadmill and spell all our own horses at home. So it's working really well, the system we've got now. And, you know, not a real big team, but just nice and... we just do that big rotation, you know, from the spelling to the pre-training to the track, and it's going really well.
It must work really well, because you'd know exactly where every horse is and how they're being treated right through the their life.
Yeah, and I'm seeing them all the time, you know, like from our balcony and our kitchen and everything. I can see every paddock in our property, so it's really good.
And little issues that may go unnoticed by others, you'd spot.
Yeah, well, we you know, like we've got the staff there, but we're looking at the horses every day, just looking out the window, you know, so you don't miss much.
Yeah. Well, Kim, great to catch up. Good luck tomorrow, and good luck this afternoon too at Scone, and let's hope they just keep on winning for you. You're having a good run.
Yeah, thanks very much.
Good on you. Thanks, Kim.
Yeah,
Kim Moore joining me there, and got a great team tomorrow. Got 5 runners at Rosehill, of course, Ultimate Fantasy this afternoon in race 8 at Scone, and it'll run a terrific race there. And as she said, probably Shiraz, Oxford Poet, Hetty Heights, top 3 out of her 5 tomorrow at Rosehill on Winter Stakes Day.